Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Welcome back to Season 8 of our Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, where we unravel the intricate dance between consumer behavior and the marketing universe. This season, our spotlight is firmly fixed on the foundational pillars of marketing, the elusive 4 P's. Prepare to delve into the psychological intricacies behind product, price, place, and promotion as we navigate the landscape of decision-making biases, pricing illusions, and strategic promotional maneuvers. This isn't just marketing theory, it's a journey into the minds of consumers and the art of influencing their choices. So fasten your seatbelts for a season loaded with intriguing insights, where behavioral economics meets the heart of marketing strategy. In this episode, we are considering Marketer's Guide to Promotional Strategies. In the realm of marketing, the promotion is not merely a communication tool. It encapsulates the essence of a brand's identity and the pledge it extends to its consumers. Positioned as a cornerstone within the 4 P's framework, promotion is the heartbeat of a company's marketing strategy, embodying advertising, public relations, sales, promotions, and the messaging that addresses consumer needs. From captivating campaigns to impactful brand storytelling, each promotional effort is a meticulously crafted representation of a brand's value proposition. Join us on a journey as we unravel the significance of promotion in the 4 P's of marketing, exploring how it serves as the focal point for consumer engagement, brand differentiation, and the ultimate expression of a company's commitment to meeting the evolving demands of its audience. So let's jump in with the definition of promotion. In an academic context, promotion in marketing is defined as a multifaceted communication process aimed at informing, persuading, and influencing target audiences to adopt a particular idea, attitude, or behavior predominantly related to a product, service, or brand. Promotion is one of the key elements of the marketing mix, encompassing various promotional tools and channels such as advertising, personal selling, sales promotion, public relations, and direct marketing. The primary objectives of promotion include creating awareness, generating interest, fostering desire, and encouraging action among the target audience. Academically, the study of promotion involves analyzing the strategic planning, execution, and evaluation of communication campaigns to effectively convey messages that align with organizational goals and resonate with the intended consumer segment. In other words, promotion in marketing is all about spreading the word and getting people interested in a product, service, or brand. It involves using different ways to communicate and persuade customers, like advertising, sale events, or getting featured in the media. The goal is to make people aware of what's being offered, make them like it and want it, and ultimately take action, whether it's making a purchase, signing up, or engaging in some other desired behavior. Promotion is like telling a story about why something is great and convincing others to believe and act on that story. So let's jump in with an example. A great way to show an example of a promotion is the semi-annual sale conducted by clothing retailer Gap. During these sales events, typically held in the spring and fall, Gap offers significant discounts on a wide range of its clothing and accessories. Here's how the promotion works. Advertising and email campaigns. Gap launches advertising campaigns across various channels, including television, online platforms, and social media. They also send out targeted emailed newsletters to their customer base, announcing the upcoming semi-annual sale and providing a preview of discounted items. In-store and online discounts. Both Gap's physical stores and its online platform feature a variety of clothing items marked down at discounted prices. The discounts may range from a percentage off the original price to buy one, get one free offers. Exclusive early access. Gap often provides exclusive early access to the sale for members of its loyalty program or those on its email subscription list. This encourages customer loyalty and gives them a sense of being valued. Limited time offers. The semi-annual sale typically lasts for a limited duration, creating a sense of urgency for customers to take advantage of the discounts. Limited time offers may include additional discounts during specific hours or extra savings for early shoppers. clearance and final sale items. In addition to the general sale, Gap may have clearance racks or final sale sections with even deeper discounts, encouraging customers to explore a variety of items at varying price points. Bundle deals. Gap may offer bundle deals where customers can save more by purchasing multiple items. This strategy encourages shoppers to explore different product categories and increase their overall spending. Promotional events. To generate excitement, Gap may host promotional events in their physical stores during the sale period. This could include in-store promotions, such as additional discounts for trying on specific items or special giveaways. By employing these promotion tactics, Gap can attract a broad range of customers looking for quality clothing at discounted prices, maximizing engagement and boosting sales during the semi-annual sale events. Okay, so let's apply this to marketing with the Marketer's Guide to Promotion Strategies. In this episode, we will navigate the intricate landscape of promotional tactics to empower marketers with effective strategies that resonate in today's dynamic business environment. In this comprehensive guide, we delve into a myriad of promotion strategies designed to elevate brand visibility, engage target audiences, and drive meaningful results. From time-tested traditional methods to cutting-edge digital approaches, we explore the diverse toolbox available to marketers, providing insights and practical tips to craft compelling campaigns. Join us on this journey as we unravel the art and science of promotions, equipping marketers with the knowledge and strategies to navigate the ever-evolving promotional landscape and achieve marketing objectives with impact and precision. Here's a list of promotional tactics along with how behavioral economics principles can be applied to enhance their effectiveness. 1. Discounts and flash sales. Behavioral economics application: leverage scarcity by highlighting limited time availability. Emphasize loss aversion by framing discounts as opportunities to save rather than miss out. 2. Loyalty programs. The behavioral economics application: tap into the endowment effect by making customers feel ownership of the rewards. Utilize the power of reciprocity by offering exclusive perks for loyal customers. 3. Referral programs. Behavioral economics application: capitalize on social proof by showcasing the benefits received by referrers. Trigger reciprocity by offering incentives for both the referrer and the referred. 4. Contests and giveaways. Behavioral economics application: engage the desire for achievement and competition through gamification. Leverage the anchoring effect by showcasing the value of prizes. 5. Limited time offers. Behavioral economics application: exploit scarcity to create a sense of urgency. Utilize the fear of missing out or FOMO by emphasizing the exclusivity of the offer. 6. Bundle deals. Behavioral economics application: employ the principle of perceived value by presenting bundles of cost as cost effective. Leverage the anchoring effect by showcasing the total value of items included. 7. Freemium models. Behavioral economics application: apply the concept of free as an anchor, making the premium version seem more valuable. Trigger reciprocity by offering a valuable free version. 8. Buy one, get one. Behavioral economics application: utilize reciprocity by offering additional item as a gift, leveraging the anchor effect by emphasizing the perceived value of getting two items for the price of one. 9. Affiliate marketing. Behavioral economics application: leverage social proof by showcasing influencers or affiliates who endorse the product. Tap into the principle of reciprocity by offering commissions for sales. 10. Consumer reviews and testimonials. Behavioral economics approach: utilize social proof by prominently displaying positive customer reviews. Create a sense of the bandwagon effect by highlighting the product's popularity through testimonials. 11. Email marketing campaigns. Behavioral economics approach: use the principle of scarcity by featuring limited time offers in emails. Trigger the endowment effect by presenting promotions as exclusive opportunities for subscribers. 12. Social media promotions. Behavioral economics approach: engage the principle of social proof by encouraging users to create and share content. Leverage the anchoring effect by displaying the original price alongside discounted rates. 13. Event sponsorship. Behavioral economics approach: leverage the principle of reciprocity by offering exclusive promotions to event attendees. Tap into the desire for social connections by creating networking opportunities during sponsored events. 14, cause marketing. Behavioral economics approach engages the principle of reciprocity by aligning with a charitable cause. Leverage the halo effect by associating positive feelings about the cause with the brand. 15, influencer collaborations. Behavioral economics approach capitalize on social proof by associating the brand with influential figures. Employ the principle of authority by using influencers perceived as experts in their field. 16, interactive content. Behavioral economics approach engage the desire for participation by creating interactive content. Trigger the endowment effect by allowing users to customize their experiences. 17, cross promotions. Behavioral economics approach leverage the principle of reciprocity by offering joint promotions. Employ the bandwagon effect by associating the brand with other popular entities. 18, guerrilla marketing. Behavioral economics approach engage surprise and delight to create positive associations. Leverage the scarcity principle by organizing unexpected and exclusive guerrilla marketing events. 19, geo-targeted promotions. Behavioral economics approach employ the principle of convenience by delivering location-specific promotions. Utilize social proof by emphasizing the brand's popularity in the local area. 20, augmented reality campaigns. Behavioral economics approach engage the novelty effect to capture attention. Employ the desire for unique experiences by offering exclusive promotions through augmented reality. By integrating these behavioral economics principles into promotional tactics, marketers can create campaigns that not only attract attention but also influence consumer behavior in a more profound and effective way. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision-making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. In this episode, we have explored how behavioral economics intricately shapes and influences promotional strategies by delving into the psychological underpinnings of consumer decision-making. Marketers can strategically align promotions with principles such as scarcity, social proof, and reciprocity, from creating a sense of urgency in limited time offers to leveraging the persuasive impact of customer testimonials. Each promotional tactic takes on a new dimension when viewed through the lens of behavioral economics. As we navigate the evolving landscape of marketing, the judicious application of these principles not only captures attentions but also forges a deeper connection with consumers, fostering lasting brand loyalty. Join us in this insightful exploration of how behavioral economics profoundly guides and enhances the world of promotions. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.